After 6 weeks of debate, the Senate last night approved a new energy bill. It's at odds with the plan passed last year by the House that proposes drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The Senate's bill emphasizes renewables and conservation, along with greater production. A conference committee has to work out the differences. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Despite the hundreds of hours the Senate consumed arguing over the 580-page bill, its final passage seemed to suggest a consensus. The energy policy overhaul passed 88 to 11. Majority Leader Tom Daschle, one of the bill's co-sponsors, said it was, quote, more responsible, progressive, and consumer-friendly than the energy policies adopted last year by the House and the Bush administration. Other Democrats, along with many environmental groups, were decidedly less taken with the final product. While Richard Durbin of Illinois voted for the bill, he said it really misses the mark.
If we are really seeking to be less dependent on foreign sources of energy, this bill doesn't do much. It doesn't challenge us in terms of renewable fuels. It doesn't establish new standards for fuel efficiency for cars and trucks. It really doesn't take America where it needs to go in the 21st century.
Durbin blamed Detroit automakers for killing an amendment that would have raised fuel efficiency standards by 50% over the next 12 years. The Senate instead voted to leave it up to regulators in the Bush administration to recommend new standards. That's one reason why Minority Leader Trent Lott said he voted for it.
Is it a perfect bill? No, it's not at all. But it's certainly a better bill than it was when it first came to the Senate. In the fuel efficiency area, we have better language now because it'll be based on science, sound science.
But Texas Republican Phil Graham would not give the bill his vote.
It doesn't open up new production. It has all kinds of politically driven subsidies. And I think if it were a choice between this bill and nothing, that I would prefer nothing.
The bill features some $14 billion worth of subsidies and tax breaks evenly split between conservation and production. It also bans the gasoline additive MTBE, which, in a move pushed by farm state senators, is to be replaced by ethanol distilled from corn. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein argued that this would only raise gas prices in states outside the Farm Belt.
The ethanol provisions of this bill are a very bad deal, and that mandating 5 billion gallons of it, a tripling of it, by 2012, never had a hearing in the Energy Committee, never saw the light of day before the deal was put together in secret.
The bill also calls for more efficient air conditioners, increases federal supervision of electricity grids, and offers loan guarantees for a $20 billion natural gas pipeline connecting Alaska to Chicago. Though none of these measures is in the House version, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham was upbeat yesterday about the prospects for a bill being sent to the president.
There's much to be encouraged both in the Senate and in the House bills, and now it's just a matter of resolving a few differences, finding the common ground we need, and working together in a bipartisan fashion to put them forward.
One of those differences is that while the House bill calls for drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, the Senate rejected that proposal. House Republican Billy Tozan of Louisiana will chair the conference committee that will try to come up with a compromise bill. Without mentioning ANWR by name, he said he'd fight to permit drilling in the refuge.
I'm going to push for a good energy bill, and that includes that feature and a lot of other features as hard as I can. And I'm going to get everything I can that I think is good for the country, including that particular provision. And we're going to win as many of those fights as we can, and those we can't win, we'll accept that.
But North Dakota Senate Democrat Byron Dorgan insists that drilling in ANWR, which is the centerpiece of President Bush's plan, has no chance of being approved by the Senate.
We're interested in a wide range of production activities for energy, they do not include ANWR, and I think those who believe somehow they'll run something back through the Senate in a month or two in a conference report are dreaming. I don't think it's going to happen.
Still, Republican senators have high hopes for getting things done in a conference committee that they could not accomplish on the floor of the Senate. That's why many of them say they could bring themselves to vote for a bill that does not call for drilling in ANWR. They expect that in the coming weeks, relations with oil-producing states in the Middle East will likely deteriorate, and thus bolster arguments for increasing the nation's own oil production in places like ANWR. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.